The Outer Banks in North Carolina is a 200-mile strip of barrier islands. And what happened there this week is another indication of how beach erosion is occurring more quickly and is getting more severe. On Tuesday, two homes on the Outer Banks collapsed into the ocean days after a slow-moving coastal storm. Researchers attribute this increasing erosion to climate change. One way to address the problem is through beach nourishment, which they've been doing on the Outer Banks for decades. That's the process of dredging up sand from the ocean, pumping it on the beach, and spreading it out with heavy machinery. Celeste Gracia of member station WUNC reports on whether beach nourishment is a sustainable solution.
From the second floor porch of Janie Baldy's home in Buxton, North Carolina, you can hear the constant sound of the waves coming up against the beach and see the ocean disappear into the horizon. Baldy and her husband built this house in 1987 and moved here permanently during the pandemic. Their home isn't beachfront. It's a few houses down from the shoreline. Baldy says that gives them a little bit of protection when storms come.
Our street here, which is flooded right now with rainwater, but when we have overwash because of a hurricane or a nor'easter, we just watch the ocean flow right down.
For even more protection, several towns along the Outer Banks are working on beach nourishment projects this summer, including the town of Buxton. The projects are estimated to start this month and end around September and cost about $6 to $18 million. Since the 1930s, there's been nearly 300 beach nourishment projects on North Carolina's coast at a cost of over $700 million. Residents are overwhelmingly in favor of all these projects and the ones to come. Connie Lee James is Baldy's neighbor in Buxton.
I don't know if it's global warming. I assume it is. But we're getting 100-year storms every year and sometimes several times a year. So as the storms got worse and kept coming, I personally was more and more anxious for this to start.
In February, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration released a report predicting that sea level along the U.S. coastline will rise 10 to 12 inches in the next 30 years. That's as much sea level rise as the last 100 years. This report also says that higher sea levels will amplify the impacts of coastal erosion.
We know that we have beach erosion, and so how do we mitigate that? And the only tool in North Carolina that's available to do that is beach nourishment.
That's Dare County Manager Bobby Outen. He says that the county plans to continue beach nourishment projects for the foreseeable future. Until 2004, federal funding covered most of the cost of these projects. But now, local communities have to pay for it themselves, or in some cases, like after a hurricane, apply for emergency funding from FEMA. In Dare County, beach nourishment is largely paid for by the visitors who rent out houses or condos.
We have a financial model that's funded by our occupancy taxes on the tourism industry, and that tax is modeled out to make sure that we can continue to maintain the projects that we do. We don't start new projects if we can't afford to take care of the ones that we've already gotten.
Another potential solution to address beach erosion is to build hard structures like jetties, groins, or seawalls. But the North Carolina General Assembly passed a law in 2003 that bans building any of these structures. Western Carolina University geology professor Rob Young says hard structures won't help address beach erosion in North Carolina. He says hard structures are a temporary solution, much like beach nourishment. Barrier islands like the Outer Banks are constantly moving and over long periods of time migrate toward the mainland. Young believes the only sensible long-term solution is managed retreat.
Managed retreat means that instead of spending lots of money and time and resources to try and hold the shoreline in place everywhere, that we find a way in those places where the erosion is the worst and where there are homes that are constantly coming out onto the beach due to erosion, we find a way to move those.
But Dare County Manager Outen says managed retreat is simply not an option.
If you're county commissioner at your house said, hey guys, I'm sorry, but you have to pack up and move out of your house. I mean, that's not a tenable solution. We have to find ways to live with nature and protect the things that we value and mitigate the impacts as best we can.
Which brings us back to beach nourishment. Rob Young agrees that beach nourishment is a practical solution for the Outer Banks for now.
There will come a point in time when it will be incredibly difficult and prohibitively expensive for them to hold that shoreline in place. You know, the question is simply whether that happens 15 years from now or 30 years from now or, you know, who knows.
Residents I spoke to, including Janie Baldy, say they will continue to support beach nourishment efforts despite the cost.
This is my life. This is my home. My children grew up here, basically. They're starting to have children. And, you know, I'm going to die someday. So I would like to know that this is a place where my family can come and carry on and enjoy as we did for so many years.
For Here and Now, I'm Celeste Gracia.